everyone, welcome to Reach Higher Riverside, where we share all Reach Higher stories happening in the greatest county in the nation. My name is Priscilla Grijalva, and I work at the best high school in the world. This month, we have an interview with My School Votes California. My School Votes is working to change the culture around voting to close the age voting gap. Our two special guests are When We All Vote Ambassador Fellows. Addison Lee attends the Archer School for Girls in Los Angeles. Deja Somerville graduated from North Vista High School and is currently attending Cal State East Bay. She was recognized by former First Lady Michelle Obama for her outstanding work with voter registration. She also participated in the statewide voter registration video. Deja and Addison are so passionate about their work, and I know you all will love this interview. Educators, please encourage your students to join this awesome program. It is also helpful for those students that are looking for virtual community service. We hope you enjoy this interview. Hi, everyone. I'm with some amazing people that are with When We All Vote, and I'll let them introduce themselves.
Hi, everyone. Thank you so much, Priscilla, for inviting us here today. So my name is Addison Lee. I am 17 years old and a rising senior in California. And me and Deja, who will be introduced shortly, we are both the West Coast regional leads, and we are ambassador fellows when we all vote. And we manage the entire West Coast region, and it's a multitude of states, pretty much classics, Oregon, Washington, do a lot of work in California, Hawaii, we do some Nevada too. There might be a few I'm missing, but we help organize and lead students and registration efforts across the West Coast region.
Hello, I'm Deja. Addie explained it pretty well. We are both the West Coast leads for My School Vote / When We All Vote. And we really just hone in on voter registration in our targeted areas. And I am Deja Somerville. I'm 18. I'm going into my first year at Cal State East Bay, and I am super excited to be here. Thank you for inviting me.
And how did you guys get involved with When We All Vote?
Oh, okay. I got involved with When We All Vote. I started doing the prom challenge, and then from there, like, I kind of gotten in contact with people that work for, like, My School Votes, When We All Vote, and it was kind of like a trickle effect because I did a bunch of interviews, and then I ended up becoming an ambassador fellow. So, yeah, it was, like, just one thing after another that led me to being here.
So how I got involved with When We All Vote is kind of similar. It was definitely, like, one thing after another. I got on a welcome call, which is, we'll be explaining that probably later on, but that's really our recruitment registration call. That's where you're going to come on, and we're going to give you the whole rundown about what When We All Vote is. I got on, there was no California program currently, so I emailed Jacob, who's one of the lead ambassadors, which is, it's kind of not a joke, because I emailed him basically being like, California is going to be the next, like, biggest state in When We All Vote, just like, watch, it's going to happen. And we're almost there, we're getting there. But, and that's just kind of what started it. And then we're just involved ever since. And yeah, just kind of a one thing after another kind of situation.
Yeah, that's awesome. Just to kind of talk about Deja real quick. Deja, you met Michelle Obama on a Zoom meeting. Can you tell our listeners about that experience and what it was like when she popped up on the Zoom meeting?
So that whole experience was incredibly crazy because it started out and they're like, okay, like, the prom challenge winners, we want you to come into a Zoom room, like, we have a little surprise for you all. So we go into the Zoom room and there's a bunch of people waiting, and, like, you know, a bunch of, like, guest speakers talk to us, and they're like, okay, like, we're gonna reveal our guests. And then Michelle Obama pops out of nowhere and she's like, hey y'all, like, this is what's going on, I'm so proud of you all for, like, doing the work that you've been doing, it's so amazing to hear about what you've been doing in your own independent areas. And then she says my name, and then, like, everything just gets, like, more just, like, oh my gosh, from there. It was definitely an experience to remember, and now I tell everyone that she's my best friend because she knows my name. So it's definitely an experience that I will probably never, ever forget, and I'm very grateful that I was able to experience that.
Yeah, and I remember talking to you, and we were like, did that just happen? It was such an awesome experience for you and our school to be recognized for all your hard work throughout the year with voter registration. And I'm very grateful that you guys had that opportunity, and now you're working with When We All Vote as an ambassador. So I'm truly grateful to have you in my life, and then also to know Addison. So Addison, can you talk about how do you plan to change the culture around voting and closing the age voting gaps?
So definitely changing voter culture is a really big part of our program. And when we all vote is a bunch of different ways of going about it, but with my school vote specifically, how we do it is, my favorite way is actually through our ambassador program. And our ambassador program is where any student who is passionate about voter registration, maybe like wants to learn more about it, wants to get more civically engaged, can come to one of our welcome calls, come to one of our onboarding things, learn about it, get involved. And really it's a leadership opportunity and a way to organize in your school around voter registration. And in doing so, what we get is we get students learning and teaching themselves and each other about positive voting culture, which is, I mean, you're a teacher, you should know this. Teaching kids about positive voter culture is something we found is a really tricky thing. You have to be really specific about it. And we found that peer-to-peer really learning is in kind of, I don't want to call it hype, but peer-to-peer enthusiasm is really where we think you can get the most out of it. And with When We All Vote, My School Votes, by kind of establishing and investing in student leaders, we're changing the voter culture by giving leadership opportunity and having kids kind of teach each other positive voter culture.
Yeah, and I saw some statistics you had posted on your social media that had stated reporting voting and registration by age from the November 2016 elections. 43% had voted for the age of 18 to 24, and for the ages 65 to 74, only 72.1% voted. So this was great data to share with everyone, just showing like how important it is to remind our youth to register to vote and vote. Can you guys talk about your Zoom meetings and what they are about, and how do students find this information?
Yes, definitely. So something that we have every single Friday is our West Coast Regional Ambassador Fellow, like our West Coast Regional meetings on every Friday at 1:30 p.m. PST, and we pretty much go over like pretty much providing our students in different areas like the tools that they need to be able to establish like My School Votes teams in their schools and start to take voter registration more of on like a school-based scale. And so that's the whole point of those meetings. We give them like the resources, whether it's templates or it's presentations or it's just like the information that they need to be able to speak about this confidently. We give them all those resources so that they can be able to take it on a school-based scale and be able to create those teams and start to really push for voter registration as we go back to school in the fall right now. And where you can find this information, on Mondays I usually send out an email with like all the information that you may need if you've signed up for the meeting. But if not, then you can go onto our myschoolvotes_CA page, and I'm pretty sure there you could get in contact with them and ask them like for the meeting, like the meeting information and other things like that. There's several ways to be able to get in contact with us, but I feel like the social media page is probably the best route if you're someone that's like coming completely new. And yeah,
I would encourage everyone to check out their social media, Instagram and Twitter. How can we as educators support our students in getting them involved with this program? And how can we be a positive force to encourage our students to register to vote and vote?
So there are a billion ways for teachers to get their students involved. One of the biggest ways is we have a nomination form. So we do have a nomination form. We can probably get that sent out in some sort of resource form. But with our nomination form, you probably know students in your classroom who are already really civically engaged. They kind of know what's going on, and maybe they want to even get more civically engaged. And with this nomination form, you can kind of nominate them so that we can have their information and reach out to them and be like, hey, we think you'd be an amazing ambassador, and your teacher does too. So that's one way you can go about it, really, to get them into the program. The other way is, if you do have an existing school group, is working with that school group to, you might even get an ask for them to come in and present to your class. And what we do is a lot of our school groups will go into classrooms, which used to be physical, it's now more of a Zoom setting, will go in and give presentations themselves about voter culture and really promoting that positive voter culture. So again, peer-to-peer relations and peer-to-peer enthusiasm, and working with these students to do that. And in terms of your school, it's also would be advocating with your administration and with the school to be supporting them in it as well. We have a bunch of different ways. We do school announcements, and it's really like a school-to-school basis, which is why, again, we want these student leaders, because we can't organize. I wouldn't know how to organize in one school, and Deja knows how to organize best in her school. So that would be the biggest thing. In turn, we also have educator-specific meetings, because we have recruiter meetings for students, and we also have recruitment meetings for educators. So we do have resources for that, where you can kind of collaborate with other teachers who are also looking to get involved with When We All Vote.
And they can find this on the When We All Vote website?
Yes.
Okay. Yeah, I've attended a few of those meetings, and they're great. They're very informational and encouraging, especially to hear all the stories going on across the nation. So thank you guys for all that great work. Can you share about some strategies you are using to help students get involved?
Yes. Okay. So some strategies that we're currently using. So we have established a couple of teams like in certain areas. Like we currently have a Bay Area team and they've established a chapter up there. And then we have a San Diego team and they've established a chapter there. And so like through those people, like we're connecting with them because they are establishing more of like on a county scale. And so they're taking it from like a county and then implementing it to schools. And then we also have other people that are like doing it on a school-wide basis where they're like, okay, I'm focusing on my school specifically and I'll be the leader for my school. So we have people that are establishing things in like a county scale or like a school-wide scale. And then we also have our ambassador program, which people are able to sign up for and become a part of. So they have like an official title. And then from there, they're able to get more involved with the organization and as well as continue to push for voter registration. Cause that is ultimately the goal of when we all vote in my school votes to be able to close the age and like race gap, voting gap. So Yeah,
that's awesome. I like all the work that you guys are doing. It seems like you're really reaching a huge group of students. How many followers do you have on Instagram right now?
We've just hit over 1,000, which is amazing. We are, oh my God, we were over the moon. Our social team was so excited. We have 1,000 students, and I think we have 200 ambassadors on the West Coast program specifically.
And that's the largest across the nation, or one of the top?
It's the largest Instagram account, I can tell you that much.
That's awesome. You guys are doing great. Why is voter registration so important to you guys and the right to vote? Why is the right to vote so important?
I guess I'll start. So being able to vote is important to me because I am someone that is always like, whenever I have an opinion, everyone is going to know about it and I'm going to be loud and proud about it. I never want to stay silent. My voice is like something that is a privilege to me. I love being able to use it. I love being able to express my own opinions. And a form of doing that is voting for someone that I think that will represent like people or represent like what aligns with my beliefs. And so in being able to vote, I'm able to express my voice. I'm able to vote for someone that hopefully will be in office. It's just like, it's a powerful thing to me because I know that my ancestors and people of color haven't always had it. And so now knowing that it's something that we have to work for and now that we have, like it's especially something that I don't want to not take advantage of. So it is very, very, very important to me. And that's it. It's just really important to me, bottom line.
Yeah, I think for me too, so much about voting is it's just like the backbone of our democracy. And in the truest sense, it's so vital to everything. And I feel like a lot of the times it's kind of lost in the entire conversation, which is not great because voting is so essential. And really for me, voting is important because it feels weirdly powerful. Like I'm turning 18 tomorrow. I'm very excited. I'll be able to vote. And I know I'll be able to vote. It's going to be the best thing ever.
I'm like,
thank you. I'm going to do a little thing where I get like, find out everyone on my ballot and research it all. But there's so much power in this idea that you get to be able to decide who's representing you. And your vote has meaning and it's a form of activism, which I think people think of voting and they're like, it's not really that cool. You're just writing something on a paper. I would argue that voting has the same, if not more impact than marching in the streets. It is taking real action in a form that supports our current democracy. And it is the lifeblood of democracy, really. And that's why it's important to me.
Yeah. And I love that you guys do this work because I remember when I was in high school, I didn't know a lot about voter registration until I got to college. That was my first time that I got to vote. So I can imagine how excited you are, Addison and Deja, to be able to vote in this election. Is there anything else you would like our listeners to know?
Yeah, I think something else to add would be that I think one of the other reasons why we all vote and why I love doing this work is because we are a nonpartisan organization. We can really cover all the bases. And we target voting because we're not here to talk about like specific issues or anything like that. We're here to get democracy working, get voting on the table, and get people registered.
Yes, definitely. I agree 100% because I do think that with everything that's been going on in the world currently, it's important that if you have your own opinions and you feel strongly about them, that you do support them through voting. And so like if you're educating yourself during this quarantine and you've been learning about different things that you've never learned before or relearning or unlearning old habits that you used to do, like it's important that you vote for someone and actually take action on your future by voting in the upcoming elections, and not just like big elections, but also local elections, state elections, things like that. So you can get someone in office that actually supports you. And that's our goal. We don't care who you vote for. We just want you to do so.
I think I would just want the educators to know, if they don't have any students that have taken the initiative on this work, that as an educator, you can totally like encourage them to do the work. I remember when we started Norda Vista, Mr. Reyes and I were sharing about when we all vote, and we created the captain, the leads and stuff on our campus. So it was really a great partnership with Avid and our Reach Higher Club, and Deja had taken the lead on that. So it's possible. You just have to reach out to the kids and let them know. A lot of times they don't even know about these programs. So if you can tell them about it, they just sign up for these meetings, and they're going to learn a lot of great tips, and they could totally just take the lead on your campus. What is your why for this work? I know that's a tough question, but what do you think your why is for this work?
I think my why for this work is, which it is a hard question. I feel like it's something I should be thinking about more, but I think my why for this work would be kind of a small thing. When I'm in conversations with people, well, when I used to be more often when we weren't in quarantine, you would be talking to someone about something and then voting would get brought up. And it was almost like the mood, sure, it didn't die, but it shifted pace. And there wasn't this excitement anymore. And when I saw that happening, I was like, this isn't cool. Like, voting is awesome. And we should be thinking about it in that way. We should be thinking about it as a form of activism and an action really to be taking. And I think with you specifically, that just wasn't happening. And I was like, I got to get involved with this somehow. I don't care how it's going to happen, but I have to try and help out with this work. And I think that would just be my why. It's like a really small thing. But I think voter apathy and really combating that and just increasing positive voter culture is so essential.
Absolutely. I agree with Addie 100%. My why for this work would definitely be because I remember freshman year when I walked into my Spanish 2 class, and I remember talking to people like, oh, are you guys going to vote in the upcoming election? And I was like 14, but I was still like knowing about all this stuff. I was like, oh, you guys going to vote? Like, ooh, who are you going to vote for? Da, 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 all that stuff. And they were like, well, I'm not going to vote. Like, they kind of were just like, oh, I don't really care about that stuff, or it doesn't affect me, or like, oh, like, it doesn't matter. Like, my vote doesn't matter. Da, 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 da. Like, everybody always said those like same things. And I've noticed that like consistently with like even like local elections, everything. People are like, oh, it doesn't affect me. Like, especially local elections, all elections affect you, but local elections are really the ones that really do impact you because it's in your community. So it's just like seeing that and seeing how people, they felt that they didn't have enough information to be able to do so. And since they didn't have enough information, they didn't feel comfortable, or just like, they just didn't feel a push to. That whole, like, that entire situation right there is the reason why I'm doing what I do, because I need to make sure that especially like people in my community who are predominantly like people of color and we're young and we want change, but we don't know how to do it. Like, providing information like this to my community and to communities all over the United States is the reason why I do it, because I know that if there's no one pushing you to get this information, then you're not going to pursue it if it's not familiar to you. So that's like the whole reason why I do what I do, because I do want youth and people of color to be able to vote in all elections everywhere.
Yeah, both of those are so true. And I know like voter registration and voting in general really helps our communities, and it really can impact education and so much more. So it's really important that people register to vote and vote in this upcoming election. At the end of our podcast, we like to talk about at least one thing that made us happy this week. We call it the Sunshine Spotlight. So maybe you can share, it's maybe not this week, but maybe this summer, what is at least one thing that's made you happy this whole summer?
I think for me, okay, it's about when we all vote, just a precursor. I think for me, what made this summer really notable is that I now have friends in like Florida, North Carolina, Arizona, Texas, like places people I never would have met before because of when we all vote. And I can just like text them up on the fly, and we can talk about things and compare kind of states, how that's different. And I'm now in this vibrant, amazing community. And that's kind of what's made my summer, and being able to text these people and be like, hey, like, what do you think about this way to approach voter registration? Like, would this work in California? And going about it as many different ways as we can and comparing notes. And it's just an amazing community. And I am so happy to be able to be in it. And it's kind of been what's made quarantine amazing, however amazing it can be, because it's quarantine. But I think that would be my sunshine.
Yes. This this entire summer has been made by this organization. It has been so good getting to know Addy, getting to know Zach, getting to know all the people that I know all over the US. Like, it's just so amazing that now I know a big network of people that all have like heart for the same work that I do and that care about what's going on and care about voter registration and getting people to vote. Like, all of these amazing people that are passionate about the same things as me, that are like open-minded and willing to be able to communicate about anything. Like, I just love this summer because of this program and all the opportunities that it's brought me and all of the people that I've been able to meet.
Yeah, those are both great. And I love you guys' energy. You're so passionate about the work. And I think you're doing amazing work with When We All Vote. And I have to say, my Sunshine Spotlight kind of has to do with what you guys are talking about. I've been meeting people all over the nation, different school counselors, and learning different things. And I think I also have more time for people, whether it's the phone call, FaceTime, Zoom meets, Google meets. It's like, you know, you have more time to talk to family and friends than we ever did because we're in shutdown. But also, of course, encouraging the great work that you guys are doing. So thank you again for everything that you do across California and across the nation. If you could just say goodbye to everyone out there listening.
Thank you so much.
Yeah.
Bye, everyone.
Bye, everyone.
Be sure you check their website and their Instagram out. Thank you for tuning in to Reach Higher Riverside. You can follow us on Twitter at RH Riverside. You can subscribe to our YouTube channel at Reach Higher Riverside. You can also subscribe to our iTunes or Google Play Music and give us a rating. Thank you so much for listening in. We appreciate all of you tuning in. And as Michelle Obama would say, when they go low, we reach higher.